Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to talk about today, in this episode of Mindful Male, the concept of unity. And I'd like to share my firsthand experience with unity and the lack of unity and the desire to attack people that have an opposing viewpoint as I, and to defend myself from attacking viewpoints because I feel that they are a threat, when in reality, they're not. This segment will be a part of many segments to come. I find that the idea of unity and separation, the opposite of unity, are very complicated in many ways, or at least I can make them that way in my own brain. However, I have found it useful to touch base with all the components of these issues in myself. I find it helpful for me to let go of resentments and fears and feelings of shame and isolation when I can approach them one by one and integrate them back into my psyche, my heart, my true self. The reason I'm talking about unity is because I live in America, and right now our country is an absolute mess. It's been escalating to this point for a long time. I saw it starting when Obama got elected in 2008. It has steadily increased until now. There was obviously a big spike in division in this country when Trump got elected, and it started getting scary for me at that point. Not because Trump got elected, but because the reaction of people over Trump getting elected is what scared me. To start off, I want to suggest this. This is a personal experience I had. I became acutely aware of the division in America in 2016. I became aware that most of the people I talked to were getting their information from mainstream media, or they were getting their information from friends who were getting their information from mainstream media. And I noticed all of these very intense outrage waves amongst people anytime a headline hit the news, and I was getting frustrated that such a large group of people could get outrage and destroy people's property, cause havoc, you know, sometimes assault people physically simply because of a news story. I took it upon myself, because I wanted to take responsibility for my own emotions in the situation, my own reactions to watching these things, I took it upon myself to research every news story that seemed to cause a giant wave in people's behavior. I won't get into the details of the headline that would take, or the headlines that would take forever, but I did this experiment for 2 months. It took about 20 minutes per headline to research thoroughly, you know, to find all the information necessary to make a decision and compare it to the headline and the story written about the headline. And I invariably found that more than 90% of the headlines and the stories that were causing these huge outrage mobs to attack people, get people fired, cancel culture, all that kind of stuff, were based on lies. The stories, the headlines, all the reporting, if you would like to call that reporting, were extremely edited. Video clips would be cut and edited to make it sound like someone said one thing that would create outrage, when what they said was a completely different thing that would have actually provided more unity amongst the people. I lost all trust in media at that point. at least mass media or mainstream media, you know, I researched probably 3 or 4 dozen headlines within that 2 month period. It's all extremely propagandic. It's manipulative. These journalists are intentionally writing material that will manipulate your mind. Like, they're trying to manipulate your brain. They're trying to manipulate your behavior. And maybe these people feel at some level it's worthwhile to do if it means promoting their ideas. I don't know what their intentions are. All I learned from that experience is that it is an extremely toxic behavior, or I guess behavior would be a good word. It was extremely toxic for me to consume media, and so I stopped doing it at that point. I would do brief run-throughs through a couple independent journalists just to keep track of what's going on in the world. But as far as mainstream media, I cut it out of my life. You know, and this goes for both left-wing and right-wing media outlets. This relates to unity, because I just want you to think about, maybe some of you have experienced this, maybe some of you haven't, but in your relationships, both business and professional, if you discovered that the person you're doing business with or the person you're trying to build a relationship with is constantly lying to you, constantly trying to manipulate you into doing things that you normally wouldn't want to do, is that a relationship you would keep? Chances are not, right? Because relationships like that actually do harm to the individual. Like, they're very chaotic, they're destructive. That destructive pattern destroys unity. You can't build a healthy bond with someone or something that's that destructive. I think dishonesty is one of the most destructive forces in the world. That's my opinion. So if we're constantly digesting all of this poison into our lives, then how are we expected to live in a harmonious, unified world? If you have one side of the media spinning stories to match their narrative, and you have another side of the media spinning stories to meet their narrative, then that's doing nothing but creating conflict amongst the different groups of people. That's not healthy. There's nothing about that that's healthy. It's extremely propagandic. It's how wars get started. Like, there's countries and organizations that do stuff like this intentionally to create conflict amongst groups of people, right? That's how America has started wars in foreign nation. Russia's done it. China's done it. There's a lot of countries that have done it. It's very destructive, and it leads to very dark and bad places. The point of responsibility, individual responsibility, that we need to take in this is to acknowledge how much of this media are we ingesting. If this information that I just presented is true, which it is, how often are we intentionally digesting lies and toxic material into our brains to support our own belief system, even though it's causing harm to the fabric of our culture and society and political policies and everything else? Who's responsible for deciding to watch all of that media, to ingest that content? It's you. It's me. So the first step to unify America, and this is going to be a series, like I said, is to stop digesting the bullshit. We're poisoning ourselves, and by poisoning ourselves, we're poisoning our relationships, we're reinforcing our egos, we're reinforcing our sense of isolation, which becomes a downward spiral into more isolation, and we'll get into that in later segments, but right now, I want everyone to stop and think, how much media do you digest on a daily basis, and why do you digest that media on a daily basis? be mindful.